for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House, our On the House hour this Thanksgiving weekend. This hour we dedicate to something, one area in particular on your home, castle, or cabin. Often we do that with our certified partners, the experts who are in the field. Today, we're just going to be talking about items we found at the National Hardware Show that we might find as a useful element for you, the Arizona homeowner. You know, it's kind of a laid-back weekend, a family weekend. Everybody's still maybe a little turkey hungover weekend. And we've got the National Hardware Show. Unfortunately, it has been virtual the last 2 years. Hopefully that changes next year, but it's generally held in Las Vegas, and the entire convention center from one side to the other is filled with items you would find at a hardware store. A lot of it is maybe a new product, different types of shovels. That's where we found the popular Earth Talon shovel. And there's always something new, some kind of takeaway. Somebody made something better. Somebody invented something new. Jennifer, you attended it virtually. I'll be honest, I did not. But you found quite a trove for us to talk through here.
Yeah, you know, I love fall, and one of the reasons I do love fall is I do love the National Hardware Show. And there is just a ton of energy that comes from being there on the floor and walking the miles and miles a day and shaking hands and meeting people from all over the country. But this year, I just...
You're talking about meeting people, you know, it could be somebody with an idea they've poured their life savings into, trying to find somebody to manufacture their idea now, or they've got some products done and they're looking for a retailer to pick it up and sell. And you know, it's a lot of personal stories, and they've got two really cool things. They've got the Made in America section, and they've got the New Invention section.
Yeah, we have some from each. So this year I decided to start with things that are outside. You know, backyard living was a really big emphasis this year because people are still, you know, staying kind of close to home, and they're learning to make their own entertainment at home. And part of entertaining yourself apparently is eating and all things food. And, you know, I chose the old smoky grills and smokers for one of my favorites. It has gotten to be the case that, you know, grills have gotten more and more expensive. You can easily pay $800-$900 for a really beautiful grill or smoker. But really, is the food any better than $50 or $150 unit? So I really liked Old Smoky grills. They come out of Houston. They have been made there since 1923, and it's just very basic, very well made. They're made well enough that you'd be able to pass them down. You know, they're just that good of quality. So it would be fun to have a cook-off and see if it makes a difference, you know, an $800 grill or a $50 grill.
I love their quote on their literature. It says, "We try to make products that people love to use. There are fancier, more complicated, and more expensive products you can buy. But we hope you decide that Old Smoky is your best choice for grilling and smoking. We stand behind what we sell. If you have a problem, you call us. Thanks. Come for a visit. Barbecue every day."
And, you know, I called them just to chat a minute, and, you know, they just answer the phone, say hello, talk to you as long as you want. And I got a little tip for the gentleman who answered the phone. He said, you know, if you want to save shipping costs, order it through Home Depot or Wayfair, and you won't have to pay the shipping, which I thought was a nice little
tip. That's a nice little tip.
Nice little tip. But he was just a good old guy.
And the great thing about the website is, a couple things. One, they have been built in Houston since 1923. You know, they are in the same location,
building, yes.
The same building as when they first opened.
And that was something else cool about the hardware show. When we started talking about it at the beginning, all the new products coming to life. Well, you know, here's a 100-year-old product or 98-year-old product we never even heard of until we found it. So it's not all new stuff. It's finding great treasures like this.
It's Old Smoky Grill. And their website is filled with not just their product manufactured series of barbecues, and they have many different models. But it's also all any and all barbecue accessory you could ever possibly think you might even want or try or want to, you know, to need. But they also have some good seasoning and some of their own family recipes for barbecuing and smoking using the old smoky grill. So I thought that was a great find, Jennifer.
Well, good.
It looks like they got four varieties. Three of them are, you know, all different sizes, and then the fourth one's an electric one.
And they're all stainless, and so it was really good and hearty.
The cool. Next, Old Smoky.
The next thing I chose was LEM products, and it also has to do with food. Whether you're a gardener or you harvest some meat through hunting or, you know, whatever you do, we have excess. This is a great website for finding products for putting food up, you know, for harvesting and preserving what you've got. So there's really great dehydrators, and these again, Romy, they're not just the little plastic things you see maybe in, you know, like wherever you see them, but these are the good stainless steel with nice, good, strong trays in and out, and different sizes and countertop models, like anywhere from 100 and 200 bucks. You can do jerky. You could do any kind of fruits or veggies.
What was that thing on the website called a fruit crusher?
That's what I'm looking at right now. And pick your apples, put it in, crank the wheel, get apple juice.
Yeah, they'll have all kinds of
I'm watching
things,
the video
straining.
Right now.
But they had
that's what I need.
They had the shrink wrap, heavy plastic, that you could wrap the food.
Vacuum seal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely no air so that your meat's not getting frost burned in the freezer. Lots of gadgets. And then lots of sausage making equipment, too.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're in the market for kitchen gadgets, you got to check out LEM products.
Well, one thing I really liked too, Romy, it's not all electric driven. There's a lot of hand tools on there. Mm-hmm. So if you're one who likes to collect tools that don't require electricity, that's the place to go. And they're, again, really good quality.
LEM products.
Yeah. LEM.
Yeah.
I like the sausage maker. I've wanted to
make your own sausage just like I do.
Boudin.
Boudin. Oh, yeah.
I would like to learn how to make boudin.
It's not that hard. It's just getting the casings.
Yeah.
And you know what's really fun to get for Christmas is someone's work of love from their kitchen. So if you take the time to invest and do this sort of thing, it really makes great gifts with your overflow.
Now, how come no one here has ever had any of Gary's sausage?
Yeah, right.
I said
I had to learn how to make it.
Oh.
I don't have the apparatus or the casings or anything else, but just yet. But you know, you mentioned boudin.
Holding out on us over here.
Yeah, but you did mention boudin. You know, crawfish boudin, the typical pork and rice. How about rice dressing boudin?
Mm. I sense a team building project.
There we go. There we go.
What do you want to cover next here, Ross?
Corporate order for LEM products.
Out of Ohio.
Well, what was the thing Romy had? As long as we were on barbecue, Romy, you had something caught your eye on barbecue hacks. What was that about?
You know, clean the grate with an onion. I'd never seen that one before, but I tried that. It works really good. You waste an onion, but...
So the grill,
cut it
the
in
grill
half.
Is hot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Non-stick with starch on a potato is another way. Over a hot grill, rub a potato flesh of the potato sliced in half, so it's, you know, it's not the skin but the inside.
Okay.
That will help for a non-stick application. On hot spots in a grill, because they've all got them, one way to do that is make Texas toast or croutons. You know, you can tell really quickly where the hot spots are with bread. And so you don't waste it. You can make Texas toast or croutons until you get your new grill figured out.
Oh, cheaper than wasting meat. Yes, I get it.
This one was kind of neat. Burger meat doneness. Use ketchup or mustard to put on the meat what level of cook. So you could, like, if you had the squirt ketchup, you could do R for rare. or M for medium on the patty so you can keep track of, or D for done, you know, which one of these meats is at what cook level.
And then Why didn't we ever think of that?
Of course, the person serving it would have to like ketchup on their burger. You
know, that's right.
Make sure it's a condiment that they're going to enjoy or eat. Well done, you can put an ice cube on top to keep it juicy. I'd never heard of that. And I wanted to try, but I don't like well-done burgers. So I wasn't going to go there. If you are doing a hot dog or a hamburger cookout, use the muffin tray for condiments. You know, you could pour, you know, you get 6 muffins, 8 muffins, whatever, each one of those. Pour your relish, pour your chopped onions, pour your, put a, you know, ketchup, mayo, whatever. You know, that's a great, easy way to carry around that amount of condiments outside instead of having to bring them all out individually. Oh, I like that one.
Mm-hmm. All great ideas as it relates to getting out there and barbecuing up. Now, the other little barbecue item that kind of caught our attention was this tailgater.
The little bonfire thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is called the Ukiah, and it's out of Oregon. Again, American made, and it's a fire pit box, and it's kind of,
Cool.
It is cool.
It's about the size of a carry-on suitcase, and it weighs less than 20 pounds. Very easy to move around.
It's about $600.
Well, there's 3 levels of them. So you can get the beginner box, you know, the basic box is just the heat. So if you're just interested in, you know, you put it in the middle, and probably four people could huddle around there.
You hook it up to a 5-gallon propane tank.
That's
or
right.
This, you know, you have.
Right, this outdoor gadget. And then, so for $400.
Instant campfire.
Turn
the knob and
poof. And it's pretty. And then the second level is they have a marine-grade sound system they put in them. So now you've got your boom box and your music. So really great for tailgating.
Go ahead. You know what? Gary's telling us to break. Are you talking about the sink one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. So we'll talk about the sink mode of this tailgater right after this.
Okay.